Island Apart by Stephen Reichlin, narrated by Susan Boyce.
You've got to be a special breed to live here. The type of person that can always find something to do, even when there's nothing to do. If you've got to be told what to do, you'd go out of your cotton-picking mind here. Foster Silva, 1918 to 1981, conservationist and Chappaquiddick resident, as quoted in Chappaquiddick, that sometimes separated but never equaled island. No man is an island. He's a peninsula. John Donne, paraphrased by the Jefferson Airplane. Island Apart. Prologue. In the southeast corner of Massachusetts, 6 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, lies the island of Martha's Vineyard. At the eastern end of Martha's Vineyard lies another, much smaller island called Chappaquiddick. The island takes its name from the Wampanoag Indian word chepi, aquidnet, literally a place or island apart. At various points in its history, in the wake of Hurricane Bob in 1991, for example, or after a powerful nor'easter in 2007, Chappaquiddick has been a true island. More often than not, however, it has been a peninsula, connected to the rest of Martha's Vineyard by a long, slender strip of beach called Norton Point. This is the story of a man who suffered great hurt and came to the island to find safety, seclusion, and solace. It's about a woman who lost nearly everything, only to find herself. This is the story of Claire and the Hermit of Chappaquiddick.